Trend number six, the semantic web will transform information management. The concept of the semantic web was developed more than a decade ago by the inventor of the World Wide Web, Tim Berners-Lee. The web was designed as a place where information can reside in all its forms, but its inventor always hoped that it would enable machines to take over much of the routine work of everyday life. This goes hand in hand with the long-standing desire of humans to create robots or machines that can do all sorts of work for them. The problem is that most of the information on the web is encoded not for machines to read, but for people to read. The idea of the semantic web is to develop languages that express information in a form that can allow a machine not merely to find something for you, but to understand the meaning of the things it finds. Now, researchers in Germany, France, Ireland, Sweden, Greece, and Switzerland are working at universities, businesses such as IBM and Hewlett-Packard, and governmental scientific bodies to develop software that will finally bring the semantic web to your desktop. The scheme involves tagging information with codes for meaning so that both the person and the machine can understand them. That, in turn, will allow people to find and structure information in new ways on their computers and on the web, and more effectively share it with others. To make a quantum leap in the utility of the computer and its interfaces with the web, the consortium, coordinated by the German Research Center for Artificial Intelligence, created an organization called NEPOMUC, which stands for Networked Environment for Personalized Ontology-Based Management of Unified Knowledge. Under that umbrella organization, they developed a comprehensive solution, including the methods, the data structures, and a set of tools to deliver and organize information in new ways. Collectively, this is known as the semantic desktop, which creates a rich collaborative environment for the management of personal information and for sharing across social and organizational boundaries. This enhanced personal workspace will give meaning to information and allow the computer to process that information. It will also be social, in that it will be able to connect with other desktops and share information, according to the website semanticweb.org. This is much more than the typical Google search. By assigning meanings to documents, photographs, videos, contact information, and other data, the semantic desktop makes finding things easier no matter what type of file or format is used. In addition, relationships among various items become transparent. According to recent reports in MIT's Technology Review, NEPOMUC software is already available for a number of computers. For example, it is now bundled with the K Desktop Environment, a popular graphical interface for the Linux operating system. The point of NEPOMUC is to make machines think more like humans. People instinctively grasp the relationships among people, objects, activities, and organizations. If you think of the word Shakespeare, you will automatically bring up all sorts of associations with plays, theaters, sonnets, Hamlet, Macbeth, murder, intrigue, Elizabethan history, his wife Anne Hathaway, perhaps a trip you made to Stratford-on-Avon. The list of connections you might make is virtually limitless. The human brain works that way naturally and almost unconsciously, but getting a computer to make those same associations has been an extremely daunting task. That's what the semantic desktop and the semantic web are about, finding meaningful connections among bits of information and bringing them together the way the human mind does. Unfortunately, to make that happen, someone needs to assign meaning to every bit of information on the web and inside of every computer connected to it. Doing that has been a chicken and egg problem. Without useful applications in the first place, it is hard to persuade users to generate and tag this data themselves. NEPOMUC adds a lot of that semantic information automatically and encourages users to add more by making the data it annotates more useful. Its social networking function makes it easy to share semantic information with others. In addition, the NEPOMUC software crawls through your hard disks and other devices on its own to find information and establish those meaningful connections. It also includes a function that allows one user to crawl through other people's computers in the same way, establishing semantic connections as it goes along. It might, for example, look at your address book and connect the people in it to any other information pertaining to them, such as where they work, when you last had dinner with them, or the names of their children. However, not everyone will want this level of analysis, so users can set access levels that tell Nepomuk whether to keep information private or to share it. The semantic desktop goes far beyond a keyword search, as it can locate important files even if they don't contain the keyword. And as you begin to get in the habit of tagging your own data, the semantic desktop becomes even more powerful. The official Nepomuk project ended last year, but it continues as an open-source project, and another organization has taken its place called the Open Semantic Collaboration Architecture Foundation. As reported in the International Journal of Metadata, Semantics, and Ontologies, scientists from Toshiba have developed a semantic web system that offers shoppers advice on what to buy based on what people say about the product or service offering. For example, if you're shopping for a digital camera and can't decide among all the choices, you can use your cell phone to scan the barcode. The system, called WOM Scouter, will then look up every blog or website that has mentioned digital cameras, collate all the ratings, and come up with the best choice for you. The same system can be used to choose a restaurant, a car, or a movie. Anyone can download the free semantic desktop for Windows, Macintosh, and Linux. It works with a number of popular web browsers and email programs. Given this trend, we offer the following 5 forecasts. First, in the short term, the semantic web will transform traditional internet search functions. At the moment, when we want to find something, we do a keyboard search. In this system, we attempt to pull data from the web, and as anyone who has tried it knows, it has serious limitations. The semantic web will be more of a push system. After your semantic desktop has encoded enough data in your computer, it will begin offering you choices autonomously instead of waiting for you to ask for them. It will interpret the context so that those offers aren't intrusive. For example, if you have signed up for a conference, the semantic desktop may find that someone in your address book has signed up for the same conference and let you know in case you want to interact with that person. Second, the functionality of the semantic web will depend on people's willingness to tag information for retrieval. Just as Linux and Wikipedia have proved hugely successful because millions of people are willing to contribute without pay, the semantic web will succeed because software developers and end users will be willing to contribute. Expect to see an explosion of semantic web content in the next few years. Third, the semantic web will open up possibilities in the coming decade that we can't even imagine today. When the internet first caught on in the mid-90s, most people were a bit baffled by it. What was it good for? How could we use it? Hardly anyone at the time could have envisioned the power of Google, YouTube, or MySpace. Few imagined the scope of eBay or Amazon and the ease with which you can now buy just about anything you can think of on the web. In that same way, we are on the brink of a new technology with the semantic web, and we haven't yet realized its power. Those visionary technologists and entrepreneurs who can make the semantic web do useful and interesting things will be the founders of a new breed of companies that we cannot yet imagine. The next decade will be a very exciting time for the web, filled with numerous business opportunities. Fourth, the semantic desktop will deliver immediate benefits by making our data manageable. Today, you can buy a hard disk that can store a terabyte of information for under $200. To give you an idea of how much data this is, Walmart's data warehouse contains 500 terabytes of information. Or to put it another way, everything Walmart knows about the products it sells, as well as its customers, employees, suppliers, and partners worldwide, can be stored on hardware that costs less than $100,000. Because data is so cheap to store, even ordinary individuals are laboring under an avalanche of information, and most of that remains hidden on their hard drives. And that's to say nothing of the information that's available on the web. The semantic web will, for the first time, bring that hidden information usefully to the surface and make both the internet and those impenetrable hard drives transparent. And fifth, by 2025, the semantic web will revolutionize human knowledge. People engaged in occupations that require research, such as journalists, scientists, and scholars, have come to realize what an amazing tool the web is. In an hour or two, they can do the same amount of research that would have taken a week or a month just a few years ago. The semantic web will supercharge this process by making this process infinitely more efficient and targeted. This will accelerate growth and progress in fields ranging from medicine to materials science, and greatly reduce the time it takes, for example, to earn an advanced degree. It will, in short, dramatically improve the real wealth of society by harnessing the tsunami of information for efficient use.